Good morning, 11:06. 11:06, yeah. On April the 8th, 2013. 17-minute mile, okay. Not a long mile, not a fast mile, but a mile. Yeah, it's been a day for appointments, and so I'm late getting out. Dentist, of course, I'm going to have to go back and have fillings, but next month. So, yeah. Anyway, tired. It seems to be the biggest problem I'm facing these days is that I'm tired. I'm beginning to wonder if perhaps I don't have mono. So, yesterday was a very trying day. My wife took it into her head to, yesterday we had to go out and start picking up some of the piles of leaves on the lawn. Now, those leaves have been there for a while, and it is spring, and grass is trying to grow, so it makes a certain amount of sense that we get them out. But the kids are supposed to be doing this, and kids, of course, spent spring break doing everything but picking up leaves off the lawn. So she asked me if I would spend half an hour, 30 minutes, and we'd bag up as much as we could in 30 minutes. Well, as much as we could turned out to be 10 bags, 12 bags, 10 bags probably. Seemed like 100. Now we have a trash can that will take the large leaf bags, a garbage can, but the garbage can is round, which makes it difficult to rake leaves into it. We do have a square one, a square bag, square trash can won't take garbage bag, it's too big. And so what we wound up doing was raking the piles into the square-mouthed bag, the square-mouthed container, because it was easy to do. Could load up a container relatively quickly, a minute or two, and then dump it, physically lift it up and dump it into the bag in the other can. And that worked really well. If two of us had been working on it, it probably would have worked much better. But my wife decided that it would be more appropriate for her to spend her time raking leaves out of the gutters and away from the edges of the house and doing general garden cleanup while I worked on stacking and bagging leaves. Well, after 30 minutes of bending and scooping and lifting and pouring and dumping and bagging, I had more than enough. I was severely winded. My hips hurt. My arms ached. My upper body strength was just crap. And even though they are leaves, a 55-gallon container of them is heavy and unwieldy. So it was quite a struggle. So I knocked off and started dragging stuff out. It was 45 minutes I was outside working. And I paid for it the rest of the day. That was all I could do to drag myself back into the house, pour some water, and I had to sit for half an hour. 20 minutes before I could really do much more than take off my shoes. It was sad, actually. So, I went to bed early last night, 8:30, I think. I took my pills quite early, 7. So I was more than ready for bed. I was falling asleep in my chair. And called it a night. The cats, I don't know if it was the cats or my back or what, but 4 o'clock came and I had to get up. It was all I could do to stand up, but I managed. And my back loosened up, of course, and it's mostly better now, although I have, oddly, I have that sort of uncomfortable full feeling in the back where my spleen would be, which means I probably should be going to see the doctor about mono. It seems exceptionally unlikely that I would have made it through to my age without contracting Epstein-Barr, and perhaps what it is a flare-up of a previous infestation, although my understanding is that you can only get it once. So, I have a rheumatologist appointment tomorrow. I need to make an appointment with my GP for routine checkup anyway, so perhaps I'll call when I get done with the rheumatologist tomorrow. See about setting up an appointment with the GP. Medical. So hungry. I weighed in this morning. It's been about a week since I weighed in the last time. I weighed in this morning. Up 2.5 pounds. It was exceptionally disappointing, although I have to confess it wasn't terribly surprising. These skinny jeans are feeling a bit snugger than normal. And my wedding ring is a little bit less loose on my finger. So, yeah, it's not too surprising that I should be picking up a couple of pounds on the scale. I think part of it is the ham I ate. I drank gallons of water yesterday. Multiple gallons of water yesterday. So, yeah, that's a... And that was before I ate the ham. I'm thirsty now. So I have a suspicion that my chronic dehydration may be leveling out. I watched an interesting program. I very rarely watch television, but my wife suckered me into this one the other night on Eat Fast and Live Longer. There's a comma between eat and fast. It's an interesting show. There's a guy investigating the longevity implications of reduced calorie intakes. And I think I talked about this before, now that I mention it. The guy in California, Irvine, was at the geriatric center. It was interesting. 4-day fast every 2 months. Does great things short term. But the long term is you have to keep doing it over and over and over and over and over. A 4-day fast every 2 months is quite a lot. There was a University of Chicago, I think, where fast day, feast day, feed day, I guess was what you, and on the feed day you can eat whatever you want. Fast day, 600 calories. You eat 600 calories every other day, you can eat what you want the other day. Which I suppose is just one way of saying cut your caloric intake to 1800 calories. And obviously I have failed at that. I'm pretty sure that the binging on Reese's peanut butter cups and the Hershey's creamy milk chocolate eggs over Easter did not do anything at all for my calorie intake. So I need to figure out what I'm going to do about that. Get back on rate my plate, or choose my plate. I haven't been flogging my food, which means I've been eating more things and not necessarily better things, just more things. Monk bull. I'm so tired. My hips are complaining about the walk, probably because of yesterday's bending and lifting. Thighs aren't bothering so much, arms and hands aren't bothering so much, but my hips are saying, dude, chill. And I will, once I make it home again, I need to find something to eat. I tried eating high protein breakfast, trying to eat 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of waking was an interesting challenge, and not one I'm sure that I made. It's perhaps a protein bar is the answer. Problem is that the protein bars have so many calories. Kind of like to be on the beer and egg diet that Evo is on, and it would mean no driving for the month, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but I do have to cart kids around. They're back in school today, so I'll have to go pick them up, but it's not an early release day, I don't believe. So 3 o'clock. I still have a couple of hours, which should be enough time to get something to eat and perhaps take a nap. I have this ham that I need to fix. Leftovers now. I'm thinking maybe I'll have a ham sandwich. It's too salty by half, but just thinking about it is making my mouth water. I have a couple of extra baked sweet potatoes. What if I could make a sweet potato ham casserole for lunch? That sounds highly vegetable. I could cut back on the amount of ham and no carbs. This sounds better and better. Well, no carbs other than the byproduct carbs of the sweet potatoes. Bread. Maybe. Don't know. I'm having trouble stringing thoughts together. I'm having trouble keeping coherent sentences flowing. Part because I'm so tired. I feel like I'm just stumbling along. It's very disconcerting. It's like, really? You've done this walk 7 times. This is the 8th time this month you've done this walk. What the hell is the problem? Maybe I'll go back and take a nap and skip lunch. No, that would not be good. Skipping lunch would not be good. Seven eggs a day. I wonder what that does to your cholesterol. I suppose if it's the only protein you're eating. And I saw some interesting research come through my feed reader about why red meat is such a problem. It turns out to be not an issue with the red meat, which I thought was interesting. But in fact, it has to do with bacteria in the gut that converts the red meat to a chemical part of the red meat, carnitine, and turns it into a liver enzyme or some sort of chemical that's used, that's absorbed by the liver, called TAMO, T-A-M-O. And that causes increases in LDL cholesterol and hardening and clogging of the arteries. Which is an interesting idea that they postulated perhaps some of the negative effect could be overcome by a probiotic diet that changes the balance of microbial life in the intestine. It also explained why vegetarians who take, there's an additive, there's a protein additive. That is commonly used by vegetarians, then that in turn gives them the same artery problems as people who eat red meat, which I thought was interesting. But the Mediterranean diet does seem to be the right answer. Whole grains, olive oil, minimum amount of meat, a lot of vegetables, a lot of grain. Now, I really like the sound of this diet. The challenge is getting enough vegetables. It's supposed to snow tomorrow. It's 60 something right now. It's probably 64. There's a warm breeze blowing, literally warm against my face. Breeze blowing. I'm assuming the warm breeze is not coming from the fire. I don't know if you can hear the sirens, but there's a flock of them. Speeding off in the distance. Tomorrow's supposed to be like 25 and snowing. I don't know if it's going to be 6 or 12 inches, something in that range. So I don't know. I have an 8:45 rheumatologist appointment. I'm going to try to go out at 7 and get ahead of the storm, but if it starts snowing early, I may not be able to. So I don't know. We'll see. Too soon to borrow trouble for tomorrow. I still have plenty of trouble to worry about for today. No, not really. Today's trials are mostly over. My question is whether or not I'm going to be able to have enough energy to write anything. I sent off the outline to Scott. That's a much more detailed outline of where I want the story to go to see if he has any problems with any of it. Before I spend any time writing it. I'm still trying to get a map of Ionath City. I knew that was a slow mile. almost 20 minutes. Yikes. Well, I knew it was a slow mile. I'm barely crawling, so the fact that I'm crawling at all is all to the good. I'll celebrate that. I'll take that. So, anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all, the snow permitting. I'll talk to you then.